Seth, I was reading last night Jerome Salomon's column about this whole thing.
He brought up some good points.
He did, and he really brought up a very simple point, which, we've mentioned this, but not just directly, which is, why are the Texans getting a pass for the hiring of Brian Gain, the hiring and the firing? I know that they're getting a pass because everyone's saying, well, Cal McNair's father passed away on Thanksgiving weekend. It took him time to grieve. Now it's his organization. I don't know what kind of role Seth Cal McNair played in the hiring of Gain 17 months ago, but he was part of the hiring committee. And the weirdest part about this whole thing is if Brian Gain was, as people are starting to talk around town, like maybe he wasn't a huge fan of the non-football parts of the job. Maybe he became tougher to deal with behind the scenes. Brian Gain was not a random person. They didn't find this guy on a random recommendation. They didn't find him on LinkedIn. This is a guy, Brian Gain, who was working in the building for 3 years, who B.O.B. had a good relationship with before they hired Brian Gain.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans have never been the organization where 17 months into a tenure, they say, well, things really aren't working out with this guy. He's actually not that good at his job. We're going to fire this guy. They've never been that organization, and yet they were with Brian Gain. Should they get a pass for that?
Should they get a pass for cleaning up their own mistake? That's always the big question. What was our most recent example of this? I feel like we just spent time talking about somebody that we were trying to give credit for cleaning up their own mistake. But that's...
It'll come to me.
To a certain degree, yes. Like, and I think, like, Jerome's column, that's kind of the crux of it is, hey, don't go out of your way trying to give somebody credit for cleaning up their own mistake. Without cutting anybody too big a break, it's possible to do both things. It's possible to criticize somebody for making a mistake, but also having the good sense to dig yourself out of it.
That's
especially
true.
Especially when the major criticism of the Texans over the last several years has been that they're too patient and give people too many chances. This is a direct turnaround. Sunk costs are probably one of the hardest things for successful business people to get over psychologically. It's a really hard thing to do because successful and rich people tend to do a good job of not throwing money away. So it's really hard. Like it's ingrained in them. You know, like how many super rich people I know that are actually kind of stingy in a lot of the ways because that's in them. But they also have the good business sense to realize, okay, when they've made a mistake, they got to not let that mistake continue to do damage and cost you even more money. I think Cal McNair recognized this as a sunk cost. And this is what I would say. Regardless of whether or not this was the correct decision, I'm going to agree with you, Mike, when you said yesterday Cal McNair, this week Cal McNair became like really the owner. Janice is the owner, but Cal is her operative, basically.
Yes.
So he's the owner. He's the acting owner for all intents and purposes. This is when it became his team. Because whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision, Cal's not going to sit here and just ride whatever his dad left for him. You know, I think there are a lot of people that question just how strong of an owner he would be, or they didn't know if he'd be aggressive. I mean, remember, John McClain used to tell me every time I asked him, I'd say, John, I think Cal's going to be a little bit different than Bob. Nope. He's going to be exactly like Bob. Like, this was not a Bob McNair type of move.
Bob would not have done this.
Right. Not at all. And I will lord my superiority on that opinion over John when he comes in here at 7:30.
Do you think that things will get testy with McClain today,
John,
on the show?
No. It won't get testy at all. Okay. I don't know why they ever do get testy with John. It's like we start off fine every day. And
but then
at some point, yeah.
There's always a point.
And this is another thing. And you know what? Today's going to be a day of me saying I told you so. I told you so about Cuban prospects.
Yep.
And I told a lot of people that I thought Cal was going to be more aggressive as an owner. Just from conversations I've had with people about Cal and his attitude towards football. It's a surprise to me that it was such a drastic move this early, but it doesn't surprise me that Cal might be a different type of NFL owner than his father.
Well, to your point, Seth, and you guys can call me naive on this point, and I'll accept that criticism. When I was at NRG yesterday listening to Bill O'Brien talk about things, I got the sense that Cal McNair was not happy with them being 11-5 and where they are as a football team. That's the sense that I got. I don't know if you guys felt that way.
It's not like he was unhappy they were 11-5. He wasn't. He's not content that they just had 11 regular season wins, but then got crushed in the divisional playoffs.
Yes, yeah. I got the distinct feeling, whatever you think happened exactly with Brian Gain and the power struggle, I got the sense, listening to Bill, that Cal McNair was not satisfied with the organization.
At some point, you got to push beyond this.
Yes.
You got to get to this organization's got to get to the next level. where it's you got to make a championship game. You got to make a Super Bowl. You got to win a Super Bowl.
So that part I feel good about. Now, I still don't know if they're competent and that they know. I still don't know if Bills is a Super Bowl winning coach, obviously. I don't know if they're good enough to squire away Nick Caserio from the Patriots. I don't know all this, but I do think things are a little bit different on Kirby.
Well, think about it from Cal's perspective. And Cal has been with this organization since the very beginning. So what year are we entering for the franchise? This would be 17th, 18th year. Like Cal has seen how hard it is to get to a conference championship game. And Cal could probably see how, wow, I could spend another 18 years running this football team and not make another championship game. Like he's done being patient and just expecting it to happen someday. And then he'll use that old quote, like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insanity. And you're just so he's going to jostle things up and change some things.